Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Allie?
Yes?
You've got two boys, right?
I have four.
Yeah.
Hudson, Gibbons, and Riggs.
Oh, that's true.
I have two at home.
But at home, right.
Go ahead.
You notice that whenever you have two, do they keep each other occupied? They play with each other? They hang out?
Okay, it's either we're occupying and we're getting along,
yeah,
or we're screaming and killing each other.
Yeah.
It's either complete separation,
okay,
or best friends.
All right. And Gibbons.
There's no in between.
Uh-huh.
No. And Gibbons.
Yes.
At your house, you have Killer, your dog, right?
Yes.
And your mom who lives with you.
Uh-huh. Yes. My mother who lives with me.
He did that with quotations when he said that, by the way.
Uh-huh. And her dog, Rob Devine.
Yes.
So you've got two dogs in your house.
I do.
I have one dog in my house,
yeah.
Samson, right? This is a dingo. He's just by himself.
Yes, you're obsessed with him like we are with our children.
I am, 100%.
And we don't judge you for posting pictures nonstop about him.
I mean,
we just are happy for you, like most people are. We're not haters, but
yeah.
Continue.
Jeez.
I think I know where this is going.
I do too.
Oh my God.
I think
we keep going back and forth about it at our house, but we are very much considering getting a second dog in the Riggs house. And I want to know the benefits and the drawbacks of getting a second dog. Because every time I think of three good reasons, I think of four bad reasons not to. And I talk myself out of it.
Stop and let's start from the top.
Exactly.
You have no children.
Nope.
Samson's bored.
Yep.
You like to go out and walk with him. So
yep.
Why not get another? There are most people I'd say you're stupid to get another. They're
yes.
completely capable of taking care of another dog. Samson would have a friend.
Yes.
And
twice the poop.
What we need to make sure is we're not filling a void. Because this is what people do when they have kids, they buy houses, they get dogs, they're filling some kind of void.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this about the dog or is this about a void?
No, this is 1,000,000%
okay.
about our dog.
Let's start from the top.
Yes.
Let me get the board out.
Okay, while you get the board out, I'm going to tell you why.
I got the board.
Yeah, because Gibbons, you live with two dogs right now, but they're smaller dogs. So Samson is a bigger dog. He's like 60 pounds. Samson will have companionship. My dog will have another friend to hang out with in the house.
Samson is a super alpha dog.
Yes.
Very, very, I'm the man of the house. This is my place.
Right, and I would take Samson with to meet. There would be like a meet and greet with Samson and any new dog we brought in. I would want Samson to get along with the new dog first. I understand that.
Okay.
You're thinking too hard. Next pro.
Next pro.
Next pro.
We're out of pros. Uh-oh.
I already got a con ready to go.
Go ahead. Go ahead with your con then.
Con, you have Samson so house trained, like, and so trained
overall.
Yes.
Now you're going to have an untrained dog in the house who then could mess up Samson's training. No, you don't think so?
I think the con that you're getting, no, there is a con there. It's that you have to train a dog.
Yes.
It's another train.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Training
train.
Again.
Uh-huh.
Have to train. Okay, keep going. I'm making the list.
I'm waiting for another pro from Riggs.
I have a full on board here with one
pro,
con
more,
and two, or one pro and two cons.
We love one dog, we would probably really love two dogs because we love dogs so much. So I think there would be more
Great.
Love in the
Next.
House. More love in the house, right?
Love dogs.
I guess
Great.
For the dog. But I'm trying
you
to think
put
of more
money
pros.
Under yeah, con?
That's a con. More
Yo,
expensive.
Con is, yes, because
money.
Everything's doubled now. All your shots, all of your food, your
traveling.
Camp
bow-wow,
traveling, all of that, yes.
Traveling.
Uh-huh.
Riggs.
Yeah, I got to board two dogs at Camp Bow Wow now.
Saying,
two
dude.
Dogs at Camp Bow Wow
that
now.
That goes under money. Okay, I'm
yes, that goes under money.
Pros.
More expensive.
That's another. Hold on, another cut. Riggs. Like
then
this
have,
is.
But then I have people that actually have two dogs that are like, you're gonna love it. Two dogs is great. It's just like having one dog, only you have a little bit more food.
But
to...
that was the companionship. So
I know.
We're running out of.
I could see
have
like.
Have you looked at your own list? Because I don't see why you want a dog.
I don't need a second dog.
And then like you,
I wanted
list.
You to get one, but
your wife
overthink this is.
Your wife travels a lot.
She does.
So it's just you and. And your boy Samson, you guys bond when it's just the two of you. No, you don't want this other SOB in here. You don't want another dog.
No.
You think
no
the guy who
dog.
Has? I don't even know why he's saying no to the second dog when he just let one move in without even thinking about it.
That was my dog from home in New Jersey. That was Rob Devine.
Right.
You shut your mouth when you
no,
talk about
wasn't.
Rob Devine.
Yes. I'm talking about your. You know what? I don't even say the
Christ, that was a past life. We're not going
to... It wasn't a past life. It was 6 months ago, brah.
This ain't about me. This is about Riggs.
It was 3 months ago.
This is about Gibbons.
This ain't about me. This is about Riggs, okay?
I don't want to talk about bringing pets into the house.
If anybody can come up with more pros, I don't know. Are there any more pros? 799-1037, or you can text to 71037.
Sign ain't looking pretty.
No, it's not looking good. I'm thinking of just keeping one dog is enough.
There's literally no pros.
I know. There was no. And the two pros are the same, essentially.
Text them in.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings. And always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
One dog or two is the debate that I'm having right now in our house. My wife and I have our dog, Samson. He is 7 years old. He is a kind of a dominant alpha dog. And we were considering getting him a friend in our mind would Dominant. Be a smaller dog.
He's a spoiled brat.
1,000%.
That replaces Dominant.
1,000%.
He's the only child.
He is.
He's totally spoiled.
He is.
No, mm-hmm. A new wrinkle. You're thinking of a smaller dog?
I think a little bit smaller than him.
Samson? Oh.
I don't need two
like
big
a
dogs.
Bella.
Right.
Like a Bella.
How much does Bella weigh? Like
30 pounds.
Probably Bella or a little bit
Bella
smaller.
Bella is half beagle, half black lab. So the beagle in her, I got her from the Wisconsin Humane Society.
Yeah.
As a baby, 8 weeks. The beagle in her makes her smaller.
Yes.
So
or
you have to get some kind of mix. That
but
makes
no
it smaller.
Smaller than Gibbons' dog, Rob Devine.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go as small as like a Chihuahua.
That's
but
what I mean.
Yes.
You don't want it something that little.
No, like a Chihuahua
okay.
or anything like that.
Samson wants like a playmate.
When you said little, that's where I went. Okay,
I like
how
we say it like he wants this. Like Samson asked me to talk about this morning.
Well, I have a full on board up here with pros and cons.
Yeah.
And it's not looking good in the pro department. But we got people on the phone. So we should just do it.
799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Is this Julie in Oak Creek?
Yes.
Julie, what do you think? Should I get a second dog?
So,
I need another pro. I can think of a million
cons. My husband and I have been together for over 30 years.
Okay.
We have always had two dogs. When one passes, we get another one within a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time, actually, that we've only had one dog, and it's kind of weirding me out because I don't know what to do with just one dog.
Do you have children?
We do.
Okay.
Everyone I know that has two dogs says it's the way to go. So
I have
just
heard
in
that
fairness,
too.
But you
but
need
why?
To get there. Now
because it for me, it provides companionship for the other dog.
Yep.
Okay.
They're not lonely.
I think because Samson is 7, so
yes.
he's a little bit older.
He is, yeah.
I and again, this is just a personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I feel that another dog or a puppy will help prolong his lifespan because
make him younger.
It gives him somebody to play with. It, like I said, it's a companion.
It's like when a kid comes around an old
like
person,
that.
It gives them life again. I
yeah.
totally get it. Somebody,
exactly.
Thank you, Julie.
It.
Somebody
great
texted in
it.
And said,
yeah.
it's another dog. That's all the pro you need. Allie and Gibbons are fools with those cons. Just for the record, I'm just writing down everything.
No.
I'm not even contributing to this.
And I want
to,
I want to be realistic about the cons because I don't want to be that family that gets a second dog and regrets it and then neglects two dogs. I don't want to be that household.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going
to love two dogs like I would love two kids because they're important. They're like members of my family.
I have another pro then based on Julie from Oak Creek who just got off the phone. You can go to Colleen. But Julie, this is what I'm going to write down as the con.
Okay.
Everybody who has two loves them. That's all I'm going to write. Nobody has anything bad to
that's
say
a pro?
That has
yes.
two. That's a pro.
Yes.
I'm going to write that down. That's relevant.
Okay. Everybody
okay,
that
continue.
Says, everybody's like, you have to get two dogs.
I'm
but why?
Write two dog. People that have two dogs always love them.
Yes, but I want more pros. Why? Good morning, Kiss FM. Colleen and Racine. It rhymes. That's awesome. Should I get a second dog? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Okay. Why? Give me, I want a pro. The best pro.
We are very much like you and your wife, Riggs. My husband and I have no children by choice.
Yep.
We started out with our dog, Ginger, and decided to get our second dog, Roscoe, when she was about 2.
Okay.
A lot of it was started as companionship. Mm-hmm. We were ready for another dog.
Okay.
And then about 5 years ago, we added a third. We added Roxy.
All right.
And they're all small, so they're all right in sync with each other.
Okay.
We lost Roxy last year to liver disease, unfortunately. And if we didn't have Ginger and Rosso, we would already have another one.
Okay.
So, pro is that you love it.
There's just nothing better. The companionship between them, the bonding that it gives me and my husband to each have our own, but they're not our own.
All right, it's like one that loves you and one that loves him. Like your dog and his dog, kind of, whatever.
Alone all day.
Yeah.
Aspect of them, of Samson being very dominant, that's how Ginger was, and being very much the alpha.
Yeah.
Roscoe fell right in line with that.
That's how most bitches are.
He had no issues becoming
the
less dominant dog in the past. And then we brought Roxy in.
Yeah,
tried
we got
to
it.
Yeah.
It worked out great. I get it. I feel
all right.
you.
So put a tally mark next to it. Love it.
Well, that's, I mean, two dog people effing love it. Yeah. That's what I wrote down.
Thank you for calling, Colleen. Appreciate it.
But what about the money?
That too.
Is that? I mean, I just, you know, I went to Walmart the other day and bought a $20 bag of dog food, and I went, oh, and like, yeah, I go, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Like, stuff costs money.
Yeah, no, I buy the big 30-pound bag, and that's like $56.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and I mean, I'm not even talking about the $300 vet visit every year for the
shots. I was going to say shots, too. Yeah, shots
and
medication, heartworm medication, shots, all that stuff.
Can I share a text we got to 71037?
Yes.
Really, this could be the solution. Riggs should foster, says this text to 71037. That way you can tell if you're ready or not and choose the dog you want to keep.
I loved that one that it said foster, because then you will know the dynamic of two in your house.
And you'll know that before you make the full commitment.
Someone said, why are you even questioning this? Of course Riggs should get another dog. Riggs treats his dogs like family, like a responsible owner should. There we go. I think yes.
I'm not opposed. I think Gibbons thought I was going to say no. I'm all about two dogs.
Yeah.
If I could afford and at the time to have two dogs, I would do it in a second.
I could.
But I already have four children plus Bella. Yeah. Owen, Hudson, Riggs, Gibbons, and Bella.
Right.
And of those five kids, a couple of them are bitches and they're not your boys or Bella. Right. That's me.
Are you going to do it or not?
We're still on the fence about it. I think fostering might be the way we'll start. Like, we'll ease in with fostering, I think.
Well, you have more
like
cons
that idea.
Than pros.
I know. Here. Because that's why I think we foster first, see how it goes with Samson and a second dog, see how we deal with it. And then decide if we're going to keep that dog or adopt another one.
How about Terry's the tiebreaker? Really quickly. Terry, on three. Terry, should he get a dog or not?
Terry?
Terry?
Hello?
Should he get a dog or not?
A second dog?
Yes or no?
And then she hung up.
She's there.
She's not there.
She said hello.
And then she's gone.
I guess that's a no.
I think Terry was on. She was yes. When she talked earlier. So everybody that says two dogs says, oh, I love having two dogs. So I'll let you know. I'll update you in a couple weeks. I'll let you know.
Oh, wait. Somebody just wrote, our dogs hated each other.
Oh, God.
Which is why you
got to let them meet. That's why you got to let them meet first. Yes.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.